Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and welcome to the Zoe Moon Astrology Show. I thought Paris might be a good song for our week of Martian energy that we have coming up. It's really pretty crazy out there with the level of activity that you're going to see, you know, brewing and putting into place. This show is covering March 5th through March 12th. And we start this, you know, we start this week-long action-oriented, full steam ahead energy with Mars today as I'm going live with the show. So, you know, before I get into all everything Mars is going to be doing, because that's what we're going to concentrate mostly on here, I do want to just note that this is a full moon today, so you guys may have had kind of an epic close to something or have finally seen something coming through. It was in Virgo. So the whole day on March 5th was pretty much about wrapping things up and seeing things come through when it pertained to a work situation or a health situation or the animals or the coworkers or people you hire in different scenarios, or it could have been about paperwork or a cleanup or organizational matter, you know, the details, very important to the Virgo energy field. So, you know, we're kind of marking a year-long cycle here. You've reached the peak. You can look back and see how far you've come in these things. Do you want to make a decision today about one of these topics and how you'd like to go forward after this year-long cycle? So we're kind of moving out of that. When I talk about, you know, Mars being active starting today, I didn't really post about this today for you guys that follow my daily over on Facebook at the Zoe Moon Astrology on Facebook, because today's activation was with the Karmic South Node. And, you know, the Karmic South Node, when it is activated, which, you know, Mars did today and is going to continue to do until 4 in the morning, 4:01 a.m. Eastern time, 1:01 a.m. Pacific time on Friday morning. When it activates the Karmic South Node, it is opening up some kind of action that's going to take place that is either tied into something that you wanted to, that you have the opportunity to balance karmically with another person. There may be, you know, somebody who you owe something to or who owes something to you, and you can kind of do something, or you or they did something today that would show you where you're at in that karmic balance. And more than that, the South Node ties us in. It's a portal into the past life and the connections we have there. So things that got stirred up today, you know, actions that happened, people that approached you, people that you approached, you know, the accidents that happened, the, you know, the out of the blue random things that went down during March 5th today, definitely had the potential to be tied into past life scenarios. So if there was somebody that crossed your path or that, you know, or a situation that happened that led you into a certain direction, this moment can be one of those openings where it can allow some kind of past life momentum to gather steam and for you to get to take that and move with it up through this next couple years while Mars is completing his cycle. And so if I tell you about that, if I told you about that in the morning, you guys have been out there doing stuff all the time, like, oh, this must be a past life person. Oh, this must, look, I did it, so it must be, you know. It's not really like that. It's things that you just kind of run into that really just kind of, or come at you that will show you what that's about. So if you want to kind of look back through your day and say, oh, did anything happen? Well, you know, not every time Mars goes across the South Node every 2 years, is there a need for a past life experience to happen? Sometimes it'll pass you by. It's not part of your story at the moment. There may not be a need for the balancing of karma between you and another person, or a balancing of karma through a situational experience that happens that is balancing something from a past life. But sometimes there are. So, you know, if something happened today that felt like Mars, that was either some big action or passion or anger or fight or accident or, you know, something involving blood or sharp objects or fire, you know all the things Mars stands for, motivating forces, then you can look at that and you can, you know, figure out, was there a person here or a situation here that felt like, you know, wow, this could have some kind of past life connection for me. So that's going on today. Like I said, it's going to wrap at 4:01 in the morning on Friday the 6th. And then our next Mars activity is going to really amp up in this week ahead. So Monday night into Tuesday, all day Tuesday, so that's the 9th and the 10th of this coming week, Mars is going to align with Jupiter. The Mars-Jupiter alignment from the positions they're in Aries and Leo, the last time that they activated like this was in April of 1932. So it is kind of a big, bold, new momentum that we're getting here. And so Monday into Tuesday, you know, again, this is time for you to take action. This is time for you to reflect on things that are happening, you know, around you, and to get involved with that and to look at how this ties into what it is you need, what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, those personal goals that you have that you want to achieve, and how that ties into, by taking that action, opening up the Jupiter in Leo arena. Leo is the sign of true love, so how can you take action towards true love? How can you take action? Leo is about children. Is there something to do with kids in this week ahead? What about anything involving creative projects? You can, you know, put things in motion that can really gather momentum and grow very large, very quickly. What about, having fun, recreational activities? Again, that's Leo arena. And we're looking at Jupiter themes here. So, you know, you heard me talk about it a little bit when Venus was activating this back a few days back. So Jupiter themes that you can apply to growth opportunities here on Monday and Tuesday with your love life, with the creative projects, the kids, the fun, are anything that would involve travel or distance, anything that would involve legal, you know, procedures, steps you can take legally, anything that would involve media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, advertising, anything that would involve higher education or weddings or religion or politics. So, you know, you can look at all of this stuff is actually coming together. It's harmonizing. It's saying, do something. Get in there. Be passionate. Get in there. Be physical. Get in there and fight for what you want. You know, this is a really positive, harmonious alignment, and it's really big, and we haven't had it for a very long time. So that's Monday, Tuesday. Then when we get to Wednesday, the 11th, you know, if that's not enough, and again, apparently it's not, when we get to the 11th, Mars is then going to come and sit on the same degree with Uranus, and Mars is going to square Pluto. So Mars is actually triggering the Uranus-Pluto square on Wednesday the 11th. Wow, right? You know, this is just about 5 days before the Uranus-Pluto square is completing. And it is, you know, Mars activates things. So Wednesday the 11th is a powerhouse kind of day. Again, for you guys that are into astrology and follow it a lot, you know, in different places around the web or, you know, study it yourself, you know that Mars is the one energy that likes to come early. So we may see this building up Tuesday night as Mars is approaching Uranus. You know, Tuesday evening and into Wednesday the 11th. So really we're looking at a jam-packed Mars playing field from Monday through Wednesday. So as Mars activates Uranus, again, if we want to go back and look at the last time Mars, you know, was crossing over this energy field, I should have looked this one up. I know there may have been one back in 2013. Excuse me. There was definitely one back in 1934, would have been the time before that. So I'll make a note of that on my Facebook page for you guys, or I'll look it up, you know, as we go along here if I can juggle two things at once. But when we're looking at Mars and Uranus, Uranus is the surprise, the shock, the shakeup. You know, so when we get to Wednesday, you know, there's a lot of excitement here around the activities that are happening, or there's a major surprise here, or there is a shock and something changes, you know, it spur of the moment suddenly. You know, it's a very unpredictable electrical energy. Definitely when we're looking at things that cause accidents or things that cause earthquakes or things that cause, you know, aviation issues and, you know, all these kind of crazy things that happen in our world that are in a bigger picture, that's definitely a Mars-Uranus kind of configuration. So for everybody, you know, we just need to be, as we're diving into all this stuff on Wednesday, be careful, use a little caution, look both ways, and then look again if you're out on the roads and you know, if you're flying, use your precautions, and if you have a gut feeling, don't be getting on a plane. And, you know, if you're in an earthquake arena, then have your earthquake kit ready. It's just a very kind of volatile energy, but it's also one of great awakening. It's one that is all about, you know, really kind of trying to break you out of any ruts, help you snap away, you know, and kind of pull yourself out of that. And it is also, you know, it may bring, once again, people or situations, because this is a conjunction. This is about, you know, brand new, fresh starts that are happening. And so it may, to get that fresh start happening, bring some new people. Just, you know, you're not expecting to run into this person that's going to kind of hold some kind of sway over you. Or you're not, you know, expecting, you know, whatever happens with all this. But it comes and it just whams you out of the blue, you know. So it can be a really great, exciting day, or it can be a day that you're just kind of shaken up because something happens you didn't see happening. And yes, this did happen back in March of 2013, the last time these two activated each other. So I don't know if you guys keep track of your life that far back. I would not have a clue what I was doing in March of 2013, but you know, if you do, then you can look and see, you know, it was really exact around the third week of March. So, okay, so we have that Uranus activation. Then we have Mars squaring Pluto. That also, by the way, last occurred back in March of 2013. So, you know, Mars squaring Pluto is very intense energy. Pluto wants to deconstruct and rebuild things. It wants to purge things. It wants to make changes just like Uranus does, but it wants to make it through deep, profound, you know, intense situations. And so Mars squaring that's a frictional energy pattern, and it will push the Pluto energy. So there may be something, you know, that you're pushing around here that's Pluto-themed. Maybe about your sex life and the frictional energy that's going on there. It could be around a triangle. It could be around a divorce situation. It could be about some big financial topic that you're dealing with. It could be about death or birth, because Pluto is transformational. And it could be about your own personal power. And then with it in Capricorn, you know, you're dealing with higher ups. You're dealing with bosses and parents and judges and mentors and directors and producers and people that kind of hold sway over you. So there may be some involvement, you know, where you're taking action to make changes or adapt to changes coming through this authority type. And then, you know, where Pluto sits is also in the area of career and major life goals. So there may be something evolving with all of that as well. So as you can see, Wednesday the 11th is rock and roll with Mars, majorly intense energy. We're having some preliminary refreshers here from March of 2013. And then we're also taking this energy back to 1932 to 1934 with all this activity. So, you know, I'm going to run through how this is going to play out for all the signs. I just want to say that, you know, as you're approaching this week, it really is, you know, we've been dealing with this Uranus-Pluto square since 2012, and we are literally in the last, you know, 11 days as of the live broadcast of this show, of this major overhaul to our life. So we know what we're dealing with here. And so when it comes to Mars pushing us, it's time for you to be proactive, to do something, to get in there physically, to get in there personally. If it requires your signature on something, if it requires you, you know, going after something and fighting for it, like I said, if it really just spurs you on to ignite your passions again, this is the time to do it. And so, you know, you can kind of trust that you already have an understanding of where you're at, and this energy is just going to push you to actually make things happen or to react to things that are happening around or to you over these couple days. So it's going to be just very, very, you know, crazy busy. The other thing I was just going to touch on in the general overview here for everybody is that we are in our last week of Mercury in Aquarius. On Thursday the 12th, Mercury will move into Pisces. And so in our last week of Mercury in Aquarius, if there is still anybody that you need to talk to or meet with, or if there is an agreement or sale or writing or interview or speaking role or offer or decision, you know, communications, Mercury in the sign of Aquarius that is focused on your aspirations or your freedom or your original ideas or involves a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, social networking, gatherings of some sort, then this is your week to do it, right? Because then it's going to move on and it'll be, you know, another year, almost short of a year, but, you know, until Mercury's back in this sign. So the days that really stand out for the communications here are Friday the 6th, Sunday the 8th, and Wednesday the 11th. Oh, that Wednesday. Boy, oh boy, is that going to be a crazy day. So, you know, again, if you want to kind of set aside time for this, the Friday communications are about adjustments that and tweaking of things and working around things. The Sunday communications are all in positive, easy flow, harmonious. And the Wednesday communications are going to be under a stressor energy, go figure, while Mars is activating that Uranus-Pluto square. So it's kind of crazy again with the Mercury energy on Wednesday. But if you do want to go down this road and still have something to kind of come to terms with or talk about or introduce or meet about, then this is your week to do it. And then when Mercury moves into Pisces on Thursday the 12th, I'm not going to go deeply into that. We might cover some more of that in next week's show. But, you know, having Mercury travel through Pisces, it's going to move in there on the 12th, and it's going to travel through that sign through the rest of the month till the very last day of the month. And so this is a time where talks and meetings start to kind of pull back, and we have more private time or secrets or strategizing sessions, or we're in development on something. You know, there's kind of a lot of behind closed doors negotiations and you know, research going on and development. So in the 12th house where this is happening, I mean, this may be that there's going to be a lot of get-togethers, meetings, and talks about romantic trysts or clandestine romance, romantic getaways kind of thing. That's a Piscean theme. over the course of the month. It may be that there's going to be a lot of meetings and talks and sales and agreements that are focused in on the artistic field, so on film, music, art, you know, painting, dance, poetry, sculpture, whatever your artistic muse is. There may be a lot of this going on around your spiritual practices, your meditation and yoga, magical interests, psychic interests. And there also, you know, this is the energy field of healing in hospitals, retreat and recuperation. So there might be a lot of, you know, short trips back and forth to the hospital or a lot of thinking or talking or decision making about healing that you want to see take place during this the rest of the month, starting on the 12th. So, you know, Mercury will help us communicate that and make decisions. So that's our overview. So when I'm looking at, you know, all I'm going to focus on for each sign in this week ahead on the show tonight is the Mars energy. Everything else, you know, if you want to know more detail about it, it will definitely be written up in the weekly that I post on Sunday. So, you know, I don't want to like get, there's just too much to cover otherwise. So for Aries, obviously all this Mars energy in Aries, you guys have not had this kind of momentum for, you know, 2 years. And you've not had it aligned to the favorable Jupiter position since 1932, like I mentioned. So you're heading into this week starting on Thursday the 5th and Friday the 6th with some portal open for you personally that is aligning you with past life scenarios, if you need that, okay? And the universe is going to make that decision for you. So if there is a person who enters your life, or if you, you may actually be the person unknowingly who approaches another person, you know, because it's in your sign, and this is about you taking action. So you may approach someone and then find out as you go along there is some kind of past life connection with this person. Same thing with situations, you know, that you get involved with on Thursday and Friday. There may be some connection there. There may be some kind of karmic balancing going on in your life. You may see this playing out through the physical things you're doing. It might have to do with what's going on in your body. It might have to do with your image or brand or name or title or some goal you've set for yourself. So you can kind of look at what's transpired and see if that, you know, resonates with where you're at right now. And then on Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, you know, this is your Mars alignment with Jupiter. This is when you can really put yourself in there creatively on some kind of project and see it really grow and do well. Or you can put yourself in there with a child. Maybe you want to fly to see a kid or fly a kid out to see you. Or maybe you want to, you know, teach a child. Or maybe you want to sign legal documents about a child, or you want to get involved with a young person in the media or broadcasting, publishing, publicity field, or maybe there's a wedding that you're planning that you're involved with and you've got, you know, children there that are somehow focused on, you know, maybe they're the flower girl, I don't know. And again, same thing with putting yourself in the direction of love, putting yourself creatively out there. This is a huge growth cycle for you. We saw this with Uranus, Jupiter last week, and now you've got your own personal ruler jumping in. So it is time to go for the love, to go for the creativity, to go for what you want with the kids or what you want recreationally in sports or something like that. Very, very positive Monday, Tuesday potential for you guys. And then on Tuesday, leading into Wednesday the 11th, your ruler there, Mars, is going to activate that Uranus-Pluto square. So now all of a sudden, you know, you're ready to break free of something or someone. You're ready to introduce something original or unique about yourself. You're ready to, you know, shake things up, or you're ready for some excitement or a surprise. You do, obviously, since it's in your sign, need to take care about accidents and any kind, if there is anyone that you know who's a violent person, stay away from them on those couple days, because it is a very action-based energy. But, you know, this is really an awakening couple days for you where things can change dramatically and you can set that in motion yourself. And as it squares Pluto, if there are any things that you need to initiate around the big, powerful changes that you see or that you want to see on the career front with a major life goal, with your reputation, with fame, with those authority figures like your parent, your boss, your a judge that's dealing with something for you, a mentor, or any other person that holds a position of authority, then this is going to be the day that really pushes this forward with you. And again, we're thinking about Pluto themes, so you know there may be some financial connotation here. There may be something sexual or divorce-oriented or something with death or birth that you're dealing with, or you know, reproductive needs or third-party situations in the mix. So very, very big week for the Aries. For Taurus, all this Aries energy is happening in the 12th house. Very karmic, very past life house. And so, you know, whatever was really transpiring Thursday, the 5th of March, and into the wee hours of Friday, the 6th, if you needed to connect with anything past life oriented, this is definitely very strongly situated for the Tauruses out there, or the Taurians. but over, you know, beyond that, beyond the potential for balancing of karma or for opening a portal to a past life soul, what's really going on here in this week ahead with Mars is that the Tauruses can take action in several different fields and really see some momentum gathered. They can dive into an artistic project or their own artistic talents and take them further. So in that music, film, art, paint, you know, poetry, whatever their artistic interest is, they can dive into anything spiritual, get back into meditation or yoga, or get interested in their magical interests or their psychic abilities. They can dive into healing or hospital modalities. They can really start to ignite more private romantic time with another person and find the time, you know, to make that happen. Or they might really get active in research and development of something in this week ahead. So to Thursday, Friday, the 5th and 6th, definitely there's some past life or karmic energy around that. When we get to Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, Taurus, this opens things up in a huge way for you through one or several of those avenues that ties in with your home or a renovation or a real estate deal or a move or your family or a parent or a roommate. It's all in that core root of your chart. So look at ways to be creative there, ways to express your love there or do for the kids there. And you know, this is a growth opportunity. You want to be taking action in that 12th house arena behind closed doors through research, through your artistic talents, through your romantic needs, your spiritual practices, or any healing or hospital matters. Then when we get Tuesday moving into Wednesday, so the 10th through the 11th, Mars triggers that Uranus-Pluto square. So again, Taurus, a lot of activity with the healing, the hospital, the research, the development, the romance, the artistic project or the spiritual practice. But on these days, it's about shaking things up. It's about sudden changes or excitement. It's about an awakening for you. And it's also going to link to some kind of powerful and deep change or evolutionary next step when it comes to anything legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, or politically or political theme for you. Again, with Pluto in the mix, like it will be for everybody, Pluto themes do apply. So, you know, part of that scenario might be about a death or a birth. Part of that scenario might be about a divorce or your sex life or some big financial thing that's playing out in those realms. So very important for you to take the time to tune into your muse, to find the time behind the scenes, to heal, to deal with institutions like hospitals, to further your artistry or your spirituality. For Gemini, you know, Mars sitting today and tomorrow, which is March 5th and 6th, on that karmic south node, for Gemini, this it would be about something happening, not just a talk or something you're thinking about, but something that actually happens involving a friend or a group or the internet or astrology or a charity or a cause or a gathering of some sort or social networking, or it could be something focused very strongly on your aspirations or your freedom or something original about you. Okay, so some kind of action taking place here that you initiate or you react to has that potential to either balance some kind of karmic situation once and for all so that you can release it or go forward in a better way, or it is an opening to that past life scenario. So you might have met somebody that you knew then and they'll become a good friend now moving forward or part of your group, or you might... it might be about somebody crossing into your pathway or you crossing into theirs. So you can look back at this day, see if there was anything that stands out for you, and if there are any kind of turning points for you in this as the week starts out. Then when we get to Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, for Gemini, it is, again, about you taking action or you reacting to what's going on with the friend, the group, the internet, the astrology, the charity, the social networking, the party or gathering of some sort, your aspirations, your freedom, your original ideas. And this opens an amazingly huge door that is tied into your ideas or an offer or a talk or a meeting or something you've written or are writing or a speaking role or an interview or audition. It's very communications oriented. Also, Gemini, I want to say that there is some potential for something really big here as well involving a brother or sister or neighbor, or that focuses on your transportation situation, maybe a new vehicle or something that you're doing in a short trip or locally in your community or with electronics. Or it may just be about a major decision. I know that's a lot for you guys, but it's all good and it is all expansive. And it's really, through these talks and decisions and offers and agreements and sales and everything else that I just mentioned, you're seeing growth creatively, or you're seeing growth where the love is, or you're seeing growth for the kids or the fun, and all tying into this action you're taking in this social friend group, internet, aspirational part of the sky. When we look at Tuesday going into Wednesday, Mars is going to be amped up again. And this time it's the shakeup, the change, the sudden surprise or excitement or shock. And, let's go back. I mean, Mars is a passionate, active energy. It also can be angry, so if there has been some kind of fighting going on within your group or with a friend or online, you may see it escalate on Wednesday the 11th or Tuesday going into Wednesday. Or you might just see a lot of excitement where something's really kicking into brand new gear here with this friend, this group, your internet projects, your website, the charity you're involved in. There could be a lot of excitement and a big surprise waiting for you there. And then as it comes again up to this square to Pluto, it's in Gemini's eighth house, which is the house that Pluto rules. So you've got like kind of a double Pluto theme here when it comes to the square. So it's going to be very frictional, causing a lot of energy around this situation that ties in with the sex life, the divorce, the reproductive need, the death, the birth, any of the major financial arenas, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, the child support, the commissions, the investments, the settlements, your partner's money, or anything else I left out of that list. So, very powerful as you take action, as you get involved socially here or with these big dreams you have for yourself and the direction that you're going with all this and how this is evolving during this day. When we look at Cancer, Cancer, all this Mars energy is playing out in your career midheaven. So you have a lot of action taking place that you might be instigating or others are doing, and you're responding to it. And so there, you haven't had this kind of momentum for 2 years up in the career midheaven. And you haven't had some of this experience since, 1932 to 1934. So I'm fairly certain most of you were not around at that time. excuse me. So, you know, this is a really important week for what's going to transpire on the career front, or what you can set in motion towards your career goals. It also, this part of the sky is about your personal goals, big life goals, not little goals like, ooh, I'd like to lose 5 pounds. Real goals. I want to get married. I want to buy a house. I want to have kids. I want to retire. Big goals, okay? So it may be that the week is all about you gathering momentum with the career. It may be about the big goals. And lastly, it may be about authority figures that are prominent in your life during this week. So a lot of action going on with them as well. So the boss, the judge, the parent, the mentor, you know, the director, whoever the person is who you're looking up to for some kind of leadership or some kind of authority in the situation. So, again, like with everybody, you had karmic south node momentum Thursday and Friday, the 5th and 6th of March, kicking this off. So there may have been something that was about balancing past life, karma here with the authority figure, the career, or the goal. Or there may have been a portal open to past life souls that want to come through that have some kind of impact on the direction of your life with that career goal or that authority figure. So if that needed to happen, you'll know, and you'll recognize who this person would be or what the situation would be. And so you can kind of note what's going on with all of that. Then when we go into this week coming up on Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, for Cancer, again, a lot of activity on the career front with the major goals and with those authority figures. And on these 2 days, the alignment is to Jupiter in your house of income and feeling valued and the possessions that you have and the purchases that you make. So there's major growth opportunity here. Be creative, express the love, work with kids, work in fun ways. Look for Jupiter themes that can help you open up this income or possession or purchasing flow and make you active with the career and goals. So Jupiter or the authority figure, Jupiter themes are, you know, the media, broadcasting, publishing, legal forms, educational pursuits, travel or foreign interests, weddings. So this is going very well and opening very wide for you guys Monday, Tuesday. Then from Tuesday into Wednesday, there's an overlap of the Mars triggering Uranus-Pluto square. All of a sudden, it gets very, very intense, very volatile, or very exciting. So Mars with Uranus here is saying there's going to be something that you didn't see coming, some kind of shock or some kind of surprise, some kind of new twist to the story that has to do with your career, with your major goal, or with your parent, your boss, the judge, or some other authority type. And that leads right into the square to Pluto, which has to do with some key individual, like a partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, a competitor, an opponent. And it'll be Pluto themed. It'll be about finances or about your sex life or about a divorce or about a death or a birth or a reproductive need. So you might have to be jumping in there, you know, around the goal that ties into some kind of deep, profound, evolving situation here with this key individual and one of those topics. So very, very active Monday through Wednesday with all of this stuff. For Leo, I'm going to take a sip of my tea. I'm drinking a really good tea tonight, you guys. What is this stuff? It's, I swear to gosh, I need my... I need my glasses. Bigelow? I think it's Bigelow. It's lemon ginger. Yummy. Hold on a second. I really like their tea. Okay, so for Leo, Mars, active, action that you can take, action other people are taking towards you, a lot of passion coming at you or through you, a lot of anger and fighting spirit coming through you or at you, a lot of motivational force in this week ahead that you are initiating or reacting to. This starts with the Thursday, Friday, the 5th and 6th on that karmic south node. And so there may have been some balancing of karma through all the action that's going on, or there might have been a portal to some past life soul that wanted to connect with you during this period. For Leo, it's all focused on these actions that you're taking or the way you're reacting to the ninth house, which means, you know, in this week ahead, it's all going to be about a media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, publicity kind of theme, or it's going to be all about a legal matter, or it's going to be all about travel plans or foreign interests or distance, or it's going to be about educational pursuits, teaching or taking classes or being there on the university, or it's going to be about a wedding, or it's going to be about something in religion or politics. So, you know, you may have a couple things playing out there, you know, that you're really interested in, but pick one for sure. You want to be active about this. You want to be passionate about what you want to see happen here. So the Monday through Tuesday energy is fantastic for Leo in one of those themes because Jupiter's in your sign. So as Mars activates Jupiter Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, this opens Leo up for a lot of things to happen for you guys that are media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity related, or about a trip that's going to have an impact on growth for you, or a wedding that you're attending or planning, or your educational pursuits and legal, I think I said legal contracts. So, you know, you have this momentum here, and it's very, very important for you guys to do what you want to do to make this all come together. And then as Tuesday into Wednesday has that overlap, this is when the Uranus-Pluto energy gets all tied into the Mars activations. And so now we've got some surprises or some shocks or some sudden changes that will play out through legal, travel, educational, media, wedding avenues, or religion or politics. And then we see, you know, the square to Pluto. For Leo, that means that some of this action, some of this major push or response that you're giving has to do with deep changes or the next evolutionary step in your work scenario or with a coworker or with someone you've hired or with the paperwork. Or if it's not work related, it will focus on some kind of deep, profound change involving your health or involving a pet, or involving, you know, the details or organization of the situation. And again, Pluto themes, shared financials, the sex life, the divorce, a death, a birth, a reproductive need, or a third-party situation is playing out here. So, you know, major week for you guys to push things forward and to see changes coming about in those areas. For Virgo, you know, you guys are seeing this in the deepest part of the chart. So our Virgos are being transformed in this week ahead, and like they have been for quite some time, actually, in very profound, deep, life-changing ways. This is the place where you can purge things out of your life. This is the place where you can transform things to the greatest level that they can be transformed. This is the place where soulmates happen. This is the place where sexuality and intimacy and kind of the spirit and body come together as you unite with another person. This is the place that rules your reproductive system. It is the place that is about divorce when that intimate bond is breaking away. It is about death and birth and anything in the major financial realm. So the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the investment, the settlement, the commissions, the royalties, the alimony, the child support, whatever, you know, your partner's money, whatever that financial aspect may be. So when Virgo's looking at this week ahead, finally you have Mars taking action on all of this. There's ways to do things about what you want to see happen with the finances, the sex life, the divorce, the death, the birth, the reproductive need, or the third-party situation. You know, Thursday into Friday, the 5th to 6th, is activating that karmic south node. You may be balancing karma with another person, or they may be balancing it with you over these couple days. And really, I believe that it would have happened for everybody on Thursday the 5th. I mean, there's some trailing energy to 4 a.m. East Coast time into Friday the 6th, but, you know, most of it's going to have happened on Thursday the 5th. it also may open that portal for Virgo to that past life soul that wants to come through and reunite with you, to do something with you sexually or about a divorce or financially or about, you know, death or birth or reproductive matters. So, you know, if somebody showed up and you have that feeling about them, then that may be your scenario. So you've kind of moved through that deep moment and you're moving through it still as if you're listening live. And then when we get to Monday, Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, Mars starts to activate Jupiter. This is really wonderful for you to take any of those topics and do something about them that has a favorable growth orientation involving healing or hospitals, involving a romantic getaway or romantic union, involving your artistic talent or your artistic projects, involving any spiritual practices you might engage in, or involving anything in research or development. So, you know, look for ways to creatively expand there or to expand your love life there or to expand things for the kids. Look for ways to go deeper and evolve this situation through your actions, through your fighting spirit, through your physicality on that Monday, Tuesday. This is very positive in the alignment. And then when we get the overlap from Tuesday into Wednesday, the 10th and 11th of March, for Virgo, this activates that Uranus-Pluto square. So first of all, we have Uranus, which is the big surprise and excitement or the big shock and shakeup, you know, that focuses in on finances, sex, divorce, death, birth, reproductive needs, or third-party situations. So you can expect, you know, an awakening around one of those topics. And then it squares Pluto, which means that there's a big push for evolutionary change, that next level, when it comes to your lover or your love life, the children, or a creative project, or something you're doing recreationally. Again, Pluto themes are all over it, you know, it's sex, divorce, finances, everything that's going on that you're already dealing with. So really profound actions, passion, fighting spirit, motivation that's going to move you through this week ahead with Mars. For Libra, you know, everything that Mars is doing this week has to do with your relationships. These can be personal relationships, business relationships, any key relationship. The list that I always give are your romantic or business partners, your agents or attorneys or other representatives, your specialists or experts, your clients or audience, your competitors or opponents. So this is the week when you're going to see a lot happening with these people, through these people, or as you go after doing something with or about these people yourself, okay? So it can come from both sides of this relationship axis. So the Thursday, Friday, March 5th and 6th, and mostly March 5th, is really about that karmic south node. Was there some balancing here that's karmic debt being paid by you or by them? Was there some kind of ending because you've reached a karmic cycle and it's closing a door? Or was there an opening here to a past life soul who was in a partnering or client or specialist or representative or competitor role with you in a past life and they want to show back up for that kind of relationship again to carry forward? So if this is something that was going to happen to you, you would know it would have happened today or will happen into this evening. As you go into this week ahead, Mars begins to resonate with Jupiter Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th. So Libra, you know, this is all about all the action happening with or about this relationship, this partner, representative, specialist, client, competitor, whatever. And this is very favorable for growth for you involving what you do with or about this person as you go after your aspirations, as you go after something that's original that you're doing, if you are going for your freedom, maybe this is an attorney who's going to help free you out of a situation, or as you involve something big with a friend, with a group, with the internet, with astrology, with charities, social networking, a party or event you're attending or gathering. So look for social avenues, look for creativity in these areas because Jupiter's in Leo, look for love and what's good for kids or fun in these areas, and take it to that next level. And then as Mars triggers the Uranus-Pluto square for Libra, on Tuesday into Wednesday, the 10th and 11th, we have that overlap. All of a sudden, Mars with Uranus is, a big surprise or a lot of excitement with this key relationship, or it's a big shock or a sudden change with this key relationship. It's meant to awaken the situation. And then Mars squares Pluto, which means there's some kind of major frictional energy pattern involving this person and some kind of big change or next evolutionary step when it comes to the home, the roommate situation, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family or the parent, something there in kind of the core security part where you put down roots in your life, part of the sky. Again, we'll be Pluto oriented. We'll focus on the finances there, or the divorce proceedings, or the sex life, or the death or birth or a reproductive need or third party situation in the mix. So very, very active here with key relationships for Librans. If you have felt like you want to reach out to somebody, this will be the week where you can get in there and do it. For Scorpio, all of this passionate, angry, fighting, motivational, action-oriented Mars energy is playing out for Scorpio through several fields here, okay? It's playing out on the work field. So this week ahead is going to give you a lot of momentum to make things happen when it comes to, you know, landing a job or doing something in the job that you already have or tackling some big work project that you have that's separate in some way. This is the field that involves your health. A very profound week to take some steps to change any kind of health situation, to motivate, to get fit or to get healthier. That can run the gamut of seeing a doctor, a trainer, starting a diet, whatever. So work and health. This is the area that rules paperwork. So a lot of motivation to get some paperwork signed or renegotiated. It is also about animals and anything you're doing on behalf of animals. It's also about a lot of activity for you guys with coworkers or one specific coworker, or it's a lot of activity going on with someone you're hiring to do something in this week ahead. So Thursday the 5th was really this karmic south node. It's going to linger into Friday the 6th a little bit. So you might have been balancing some karma here and seeing a cycle end or seeing somebody giving you something or you giving them something as a karmic debt was paid when it comes to the work situation, the health, the pets, the paperwork, the coworker, or the person that you hire. It also may have opened a portal to a past life, somebody coming at you very passionately, somebody coming at you very angrily or motivated Thursday the 5th with that Martian energy, you know, would have played out while you were doing something, you know, while you were working or while you were pursuing healthy outlets or doing something with animals or the paperwork or the coworker, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, that portal may have opened for a past life soul to come through. If they did, then they very genuinely would have want to connect with you on a motivated or passionate level or fighting level to get involved with you as you develop your work or your health or paperwork that will in some way connect the two of you or with animals or, hiring people to help in some way. So you have that, you're moving through that right now. And then when we get to the Monday, Tuesday, the 9th and 10th of March, for Scorpio, all this activity that's amping up with, you know, what can happen with work and paperwork and health and pets and people you hire and work with, it's going to align with something very big and expansive for reaching a major goal or for your career, your reputation, fame, notoriety, or achievements. Or for dealing with some big over, you know, higher up who's over your head, like a boss or a judge or a parent or somebody who is in a position of authority. So you're going to see growth. This is a very positive alignment through the actions you take, you know, to further the work, the health, and all of that. And, you know, bringing the creativity or reaching for the love or something for the kids, you know, because it's in Jupiter's in Leo. And looking for ways through Jupiter themes, media and travel and distance and legal matters and educational pursuits and weddings. You know, all this stuff is tying into some kind of potential to move things forward Monday, Tuesday. Then when we have the overlap Tuesday and then into Wednesday, the 10th through the 11th next week, Mars is activating, triggering that Uranus-Pluto square. So for Scorpio, again, potential to really do some things when it comes to work, health, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, and animals. But Uranus gets involved, so there's some kind of surprise or excitement, or there's some kind of shock or shakeup. You know, it's an awakening, something that you didn't expect, and it happens. And then the square to Pluto is about some kind of very powerful, deep change, or the next step in the evolution of a process going on here that ties in with an offer or a meeting or a talk or your writing or speaking role or interview or audition, or that involves short trips, local activities, your vehicles, your electronics, siblings, neighbors, big decisions that you might be making. All of this communication zone that ties in with, you know, the passion playing out in that work and health related arena and the other topics. Pluto is bringing in the potential for these communications here to be focused on major financial topics, or the divorce, or your sex life, a death, a birth, a reproductive need, or a third-party situation. So very intense on Wednesday the 11th, and even Tuesday as it builds into this for you guys. A lot can happen here in these areas with the paperwork, with the health, with the job, with the coworkers and hired help. For Sagittarius, you know, Mars is going to be igniting. I mean, it is already. It's igniting your fifth house. This is really a kind of a wonderful house. This is the house of true love. This is the house of children and having fun, your recreational pursuits, and all of your creativity and your creative projects fall in the fifth house here where Mars is active. So, you know, Mars showed up a few weeks ago, first time in 2 years, to really get things rolling in these areas of life. And this week it's going to get very, very busy with the outer planets. So starting today, if you're listening live to this, March 5th, and a little bit trailing into March 6th, the things that happen that you put in motion or somebody else puts in motion, the passion, the anger, or the activities that are going on that involve a lover, a child, a creative project, or a recreational pursuit, are balancing with the karmic south node. So there may have been some ending of a karmic cycle. There could have been a balance, you know, due to you or you to them as you're paying off karmic debt. Or there could have been a portal opening to a past life soul that wants to come back through, connect with you this lifetime over creative efforts or kids or love, true love or fun. And if that was something that was going to happen, you would recognize that this person came through on Thursday the 5th or into the wee hours of Friday the 6th. Then as you get into this week ahead, there is the activation of Mars to Jupiter on Monday and Tuesday, the 9th and 10th. This is a fabulous aspect. It means, again, taking action or fighting the good fight or being passionate and expressing those passions in your love life for the kids, with the creative project, or for the recreational pursuit. And it links to Jupiter, so there's some kind of growth here, some kind of potential for you to open something up really big through a wedding, through a legal agreement or decision, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, through educational channels, or through travel plans or someone at a distance, or through import-export, you know, bringing something in from far away, or through anything that involves religion or politics. So this, you know, major creative spurt or major love expansion here through all these themes, or something big for the kids or the fun that you can do. So you want to be proactive on Monday and Tuesday. Or if someone comes at you with some of this, you want to get in there and do what it takes, right, to move this along. Then there's the overlap on Tuesday, then going into Wednesday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, with Mars triggering the Uranus-Pluto square. So again, for Sagittarius, a lot of things happening with the lover or the love life, the creative project, the kids, or the fun. But Uranus starts to get in there, so there's some kind of big surprise or excitement around all this, or there's a big shock or shakeup or change that you weren't expecting around something in there. And then Pluto is squared, so there is some kind of deep change or the next step in the evolution tied into all of this that involves your income, or that involves your possessions, or a big gift, or your purchases that you're making. And, you know, this is in that shared arena with Pluto. So, you know, some kind of big outer financial thing that's impacting that, or something involving your sex life or your divorce or sex in general or reproductive needs or a death or birth or third party topic. So, you know, massive energy here as you move through and make things happen and react to what is happening in those areas. For Capricorn, you know, all of this Mars energy is about what you can set in motion and what you need to react to. And it's all not reacting verbally. It's about what you do in this week. And it's what you do involving your fourth house. So what you do about what's going on in your home, what you do about real estate, what you do about a move or a renovation or property management or land, what you do about your family or your childhood issues, or your parent, or roommates. It's you know, it's at the core of your chart, how you put down roots, how you stabilize yourself, the foundations you're laying beneath your feet. This is a week to take action on all of this stuff. So Thursday, the 5th of March into Friday, the 6th, we are connecting all this to the karmic south node. So you might see a karmic cycle that's finally run its course and you're done with that karmic cycle associated with one of those themes. Or you might see some karmic paying back, or they're paying you back for some kind of karmic debt here that's owed over one of those themes. Or you might see an opening, a portal opening to a past life and a soul that was connected as part of your family in that past life, or part of your, you know, your home, or involved in real estate or whatever, those any of those topics, wants to come back through and connect with you in one of those ways going forward in this lifetime. So they would have showed up if that was going to happen on March the 5th, possibly into the 6th. And then as you get into this week, on Monday, Tuesday, the 9th and 10th, Mars is going to be extremely busy, which means you're going to be wanting to be extremely busy, you know, doing things in the house or with the real estate or the move or the renovation or the family or the parent or the roommate. And, you know, it links to this big growth opportunity through Jupiter, which means big financial opportunities flowing in here. You know, you might get that mortgage or buy or sell up property or, you know, spend the money on the renovation or, you know, or get some inheritance from the family or, you know, big financial potential here for you. So you want to be very active. There's also potential from the eighth house on a personal level, which means if you're trying to do something with the home or the property or whatever, or the family that ties in with a divorce, this can help you open that path up and do things that are beneficial. If there's something you're trying to do for your sex life in the home, you know, or with through a move or whatever, then this can help you with that. If there's something with reproductive needs that you need to get going, it can help you with that. If there's a death or a birth that you're attending to, it will help you with that. And any kind of third-party situation that you need to reach out to make the whole thing work with what's going on with your home, your real estate, your family, your parent, your roommate, your move, your renovation. These 2 days are very, very favorable. Then Tuesday into Wednesday, the 10th into the 11th, we have an overlap as Mars starts to trigger Uranus and Pluto in that square. So as it hits Uranus, there's a lot of big excitement and surprise, or there is a shock or change or something sudden that you didn't expect. So something kind of, you know, wow, electrical going on there in the home or with the family or any of those topics I mentioned. And then as it squares Pluto, it squares that deep transformation that's going on within you, Capricorn, that is about you empowering yourself, which is what the Pluto journey is about for Capricorns. So you're going to get that chance on Wednesday, most likely, maybe Tuesday as it leads into this, to step up to that next level of how you want to empower yourself financially, sexually, through a divorce, through facing mortality issues or a birth or reproductive need or dealing with third-party situations, all those Pluto themes. And it will all tie directly into what's going on in the home with the real estate, with the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So very powerful, action-oriented energy in this week ahead for Capricorn in these areas. For Aquarius, I'm going to take a sip of my tea. See, I that's pretty good timing. Last time was Leo, which was, you know, across the chart from you guys. So that's, yeah, halfway through. Okay, so Aquarius. All this Mars energy, you guys, really communicative for you in this week ahead. So if you guys know some Aquarians, man, they're going to be letting it rip. They're going to be saying some things, you know, or asking or demanding. They're going to want to look at agreements, renegotiate or negotiate. They're going to want to make sales. They're going to want to interview, audition, meet up, talk things out, fight things out, express their passions, you know, communicate. That's what Aquarius needs to be saying in this week ahead. And they might also, because Mars can come at you, you know, you might be getting some offers. There might be some agreements crossing your table or some meetings you weren't expecting that are going to throw themselves into the mix, you know, very, very active in these areas. Also for Aquarius, besides all that communication and decision making, we're seeing a lot of activity with brothers, with sisters, with neighbors, with electronics, with vehicles, with short trips or local activities or moves. So it may be that you're focusing in one or more of those areas as well. So, you know, it's going to be very passionate, very physical, very active week for you in these themes. Thursday the 5th was your karmic south node, a little bit of that lingering into Friday the 6th. So if there was some, you know, end of a cycle that was a karmic cycle with another person, you might see that if come to a head today on the 5th. If there was some, you know, karmic debt owed to you or you owed somebody else, you might have been able to talk that out or made that offer, you know. Or if there was a past life soul coming through that wanted to reconnect with you over some of this stuff, they would have shown up today or into the evening hours here. That would have, you know, probably showed up locally. You would have met this person while you were out and about, or some kind of short trip or through, you know, meetings and talks that happened. So, you know, there was that balancing of karma or that opening. And then Monday, Tuesday, the 9th and 10th for Aquarius, you know, all of this action that's going on with these talks and proposals and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and auditions and ideas and decisions is really going to open a stream up to significant relationships, and things should go really well. There should be a chance to really go big here. And so look at romantic partners or business partners, agents or attorneys, specialists or clients, competitors or opponents, you know, any key one-on-one dynamic here, you can expand in the name of creativity or in the name of love or in on behalf of the kids or the fun, and you can take it through Jupiter themes, through legal avenues or weddings or through travel plans or educational avenues or through media or broadcasting or religion or politics, any of those Jupiter themes. So you want to connect, you want to talk and meet with these people on Monday, Tuesday. You want to field those offers and make those decisions. Then in the overlap from Tuesday into Wednesday, we have Mars triggering the Uranus-Pluto square. Again, lots of passion, lots of fighting spirit or anger, a lot of motivation going on through your talks and meetings and local activities and anything with siblings and neighbors and vehicles and electronics and moves and sales and all of that and writing and, you know, I've listed them all a bunch. So Tuesday into Wednesday, as it triggers Uranus, this is the big surprise or the excitement in the mix that you weren't expecting, or this is the big shock and shakeup that you weren't expecting. So there's going to be some kind of bit of news or decision made or something you talk about that'll just kind of randomly come. It's an awakening agent. It is your ruling planet. So even if it is a shakeup, I mean, it really is about awakening and visionary energy. And then as it squares Pluto for Aquarius, it means a big push in that frictional area that is about something going on behind closed doors, with a retreat, with healing or hospitals, with a clandestine romance or romantic getaway, with a spiritual practice or magical interest or psychic ability, or something in the artistic field, or through research and development. I think I said healing in hospitals. So, you know, you have a lot going on there that there can be some deep next changes there that you're pushing towards in your decisions and talks, or there can be, you know, the next evolutionary step in those areas. With all this behind-the-scenes activity with romance, spirituality, artistic, and healing energies, Pluto is the planet, so there's sex there, or there's divorce there, or there's, you know, financial dealings going on there, or there's something about a death or a birth or a reproductive need going on there, or triangles playing out there. So you're evolving this into the next level by the actions that you take, by the things that you say. Pisces, you guys have a week ahead that is going to give you tons of motivation, a lot of activity, a lot of passion, a lot of fighting spirit when it comes to making money, when it comes to being valued, when it comes to your possessions, when it comes to your purchases or any gifts. This is all about that area of the sky for you guys. So Thursday the 5th into the Friday the 6th, we see this triggering the karmic south node. So you might have reached the end of a karmic cycle where you owed somebody or they owed you when it comes to making your income, your possessions, your purchases being valued. Or you might be paying some debt to them or them to you as you balance some karmic debt here on Thursday the 5th. Or there may be a portal opening to a past life soul that wants to come through and reconnect with you this lifetime that is going to be have some kind of impact on making money, possessions, purchases, or value, your value system. And if that happened, you would have known, you would have noticed this person today, possibly into the wee hours tomorrow. If that was meant to happen. So you have that karmic energy around it Thursday the 5th and Friday the 6th. Then on Monday and Tuesday the 9th and 10th, Mars is going to gear you up big time. There is a lot that can happen that you can make happen or that can come at you that you want to get in there and do something about to make the money, to do, you know, do whatever you're doing with all your stuff, your possessions, or to make those purchases. And it aligns with Jupiter in your workforce or with your health needs or with paperwork that can be signed or anything involving people you hire to help or your coworkers. And so, you know, really, you can see some major growth happening with the job, with the health needs, with what you sign, with your coworkers and hired help, and anything you do with animals. So if there's a purchase you want to make there, any way to make money there, or something with possessions there, go for it on Monday, Tuesday. This is really growth-oriented. Then, as we have the overlap of Mars activating Uranus-Pluto Tuesday into Wednesday, the 10th and 11th of March, for you, Pisces, again, a lot to do when it comes, or a lot to react to when it comes to what's going on around your income, your possessions, and purchases. Uranus is going to get in there and bring some big excitement or surprise, or it's going to bring a shock and a sudden change you weren't expecting. There's that wild card energy of Uranus. It's a great awakener. It might introduce some kind of original wild idea that you have to make money or to amp up something with the possessions or purchases, and you're just like, oh, I've got to do this, and you know, it's a brainchild. So however that plays out, Uranus is that wild card. And then there's the square to Pluto, which means, you know, you're at that next major change, deep change, or that next evolutionary step when it comes to the shared financial or the sexual attraction or the divorce with the friend, with the group affiliation, online, with parties you're throwing or events you're throwing that tie in with this income, possession, or purchase situation. Or when it comes to your aspirations and how they're evolving, or some kind of social networking, or charity, or astrology, when it comes to your personal freedom in the mix. So look at how, you know, how are you sharing finances in one of those situations? Or is there a death or a birth in one of those situations? Or is there a sexual interest or a divorce that's playing out that's in somehow profoundly affecting this social stream or this aspiration or charity or whatever that you're involved in over here? And how does your income play in? What can you do? What can you evolve with your possessions, your purchases, and your income as you go to that next level? So a lot of activity there. So, you know, it ain't going to be a laid-back week, kids. We're going to have a lot going on. We're going to want a lot to go on. We're going to be very motivated to make things happen or to react to what happens to or around us. So these are your areas. I hope everybody has a most fabulous week. It's Zoe Moon. I'll be back next week on the 12th for a new insight. So I hope you join me then. And you can always check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. Have a great one.